Welcome back to Host Hub MNSM. Oh, ACDC to bring us back in. Kind of funny to get ACDC. Get it? Kind of a douche song.
Sure.
Alrighty then. So, yeah. Rats. That's what we wanted to have.
Frozen rats.
Frozen rats, but only their legs are frozen because we're going to. It's not even good there. So, yeah, we had a really cool housewarming. Everyone had a great time. Like I said, Vanellas and Kinksters alike seemed to enjoy every part of it. Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve was interesting. We had a family and a couple close friends come over, and we had the twins come over. They're not the Tartlett twins anymore. I can't read it. I don't have my glasses on.
What is their official name now?
The official name?
Knock Hexen twins?
Yes, that's correct.
Knock Hexen twins.
You're German. You should know all this.
Yeah. And what does that mean?
Apparently, my understanding is they were female
pilots.
World War II.
In World War II, they used
British.
To... British. They used to attack at night, the German... And they would there would be a female group pilot who would only attack at night.
So they started calling the night witches.
The German called them the night witches.
Wow.
That's where that came. That was actually really kind of
cool. So that term means night witch?
I think so, yes. If I've got the story right. If I don't, ladies, please excuse me, but I thought that's what it was. And that was pretty cool. So, and they brought their girl with them, and we were honored to be able to sit in. Well, they did a really neat branding, and the branding was done with a violet wand, but it was done in a kind of in a reverse way, wherein the girl held the wand, which had the electricity flow through, and then one of the madams actually just took a piece of metal, more or less, and then branded, because it jumped from her body to the brand and actually caused burning and a brand, and it was kind of cool, and I liked it, and I want to do the bottom of the boy's feet because I know that it hurt really bad.
It was a weird thing when she did it on her arms, too, because you felt it. It didn't go away right away. The tingling continued.
The violet wand, if you get it, like hers is much, like hers is, theirs is an older one where there was not any limits put on them, basically.
Uh-huh.
And so they were really, you could really feel them. I mean, you boys bought one for a couple years ago. I mean, we played that a little bit, but it's just
there's not enough electricity in that one.
What's that, boy?
There's not enough electricity in that one.
No, there's not. But again, you buy them that style to do what they're supposed to be good for, acne and stuff. You're supposed to do them on your face. Well, they don't want somebody accidentally turning it up and fucking frying and popping their eyeball out on their face or something. So like they put certain limits on them, and we can't obviously remove them. But we can get that old one, like that box with just the probes. I like that one. So we'll look around and get one that's a little bit older, and because they're fun, the violet wands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pup Ace, remember the one Pup Ace and Chomper? They got one, and theirs was...
theirs was more old school, though. Yeah. He found that on eBay or something.
Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty good shocker, but yeah. that was fun. It was cool. So yeah, we got to watch the brand. That was neat, and then I played with you boys a little bit. And it wasn't a late night. We were all in bed by what? It was probably 2:30-ish. 2:30-ish. Yeah. All the nights recently. I mean, even Wolfmas Eve. Well, you were sick in bed at 7.
Boy, Alex and I got sick on the Monday before Christmas. And it's a bad one. So if you are getting any symptoms, please rest, drink lots of fluids, and stay home.
Urine is a fluid.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It knocked us off for... Me
off.
For 6 days.
And then they gave it to me.
Yep, the boy had it.
We believe in sharing.
I still have it.
Yeah. You best not be playing that Game Boy.
No,
it's me.
All right. So that was a lot of fun. We'll see what we got going on in the chat room here and see if anybody's chatting. There it is.
Chat room's kind of quiet, actually.
Chat room is kind of quiet.
Yeah.
That sounds hot. I like sports gear, and boys love to come and organize something with you. I just got kicked out. We're talking. I had mentioned it today. We don't have a venue right now to be doing. If we're doing any events, we need to have a venue. How many kink individuals were at the Envy, boy? Do you think?
At which? At
Envy, yeah.
I don't know. You probably between 20 and 40 on any
so
given night.
So it couldn't be done in a situation like this, though, then.
This would be too small.
Would be too small, yeah.
There was a regular group of probably 12 or 15 that were there every month.
Yep.
The same ones, that same regular crowd.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. I'd like to get something going again because we had a lot of fun doing that. And I really felt that it was quite educational.
It was fun.
People learned a lot of stuff.
We got to meet some new people and get some people out that normally wouldn't go to certain events.
True.
But the closest place now is, Hamilton.
Is Hamilton, yeah.
And I mean, we were talking this week. It's kind of funny how, you know, a year can make a difference. Boy, Shannon and I, we have been frequenting the same bar for over...
A billion years?
Yes. Right. And... Only till not too long ago, I realized you were the DJ at the VU.
Right.
All this time. And I used to bitch that girl doesn't know how to mix. Jeez, who the fuck does she think she is?
She really didn't. I was a horrible DJ, but he didn't pay well.
Yeah, well.
Well, your skill gets better with the amount that you get paid, apparently.
No. You get what you pay.
No, if he paid more, he could afford a good DJ.
Yeah. But I was good. At least you got to learn. But I didn't realize that was you till not too long ago.
It was
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I knew it was her all along. That's why I kept saying.
Yeah, and then we became, became friends through at Envy because Boy Shannon used to work upstairs in our own little corner, so we always felt bad, so we would kind of hang up there
after a while. Pretty much. Yeah.
And it was a safety area too.
True.
Yeah. I sat in the corner and the boys surrounded everything. Yep. It's like keep them away from me.
Private bar.
Right, yeah, this is now a private little bar.
Oh, we like private boxes.
Oh.
Back to that.
Back to the rats.
Oh. Oh.
So actually, I want to. We got some time before. I want to bring this up. It was kind of interesting. So last night we were lying around watching. You guys were kind of watching movies. And I was fighting with computers as usual. And what the hell? How did we start? All of a sudden, you said so. And I said, well, yeah, I'd stab you. And you're like, but where would you stab me? How do we get on that conversation?
You stab me a lot, but it's with
not
your penis.
Not with my dick. I'm talking knives.
Something sharp.
Yeah. Not blunt.
Hopefully dull, rusted.
Well, no, but why did we start that conversation?
Because of what was on TV.
Oh, so we were trying to decide where a safe, basically a safe way to stab you with something would be. And when we really decided that, probably stabbing you in the top of the leg would be happen.
It's never safe.
Why isn't it safe?
Because you'll bleed. You'll cut muscles. So you could do permanent damage. There's no safe place to stab somebody, man.
Yeah, on the ass. Lots of fleshy. There's no
just because there's blood doesn't mean it's not safe, does it?
You can destroy tissue that won't repair itself. You could cut...
That's a risk I'm willing to. No.
You could cut muscle tissue.
Okay,
but
the thing is, the reason that I had said that the top of the leg being that place was because of a previous experience. And there was no long-term damage to the individual.
But also wasn't a huge knife all the way in stab either, right?
Well, I'm not going to sit there and take a fucking machete and hack it into your leg to the... I'm not going to do that. Wait a minute. No. I'm not going to be doing that. Not the first time.
Built to that.
Yeah. Well, build up to hacking your leg up at the knee. Remember Crash? We like that movie. No, but I'm saying I would do that for you with a pen knife. One of those really thin pen knives. Non-serrated.
Why don't you start with like an EpiPen?
No.
Oh, it's just a big knife.
That's
in the throat.
Yeah.
No, that's what you said. You said something about stabbing or something, and I said, the first thing I would do is nail your balls to a cutting board. That's what I said.
Yeah, and I was like, no, not happening.
No.
See, I think that would feel the best, no?
No.
Not so much.
Not so much? Ugh, I don't know. Wow. I really thought you were serious about wanting to be stabbed.
Who's to say I wasn't?
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to have an offline conversation in regards to that. But no juggling.
I never thought I'd say that, but I am so normal compared to the rest of them.
Me too.
Yeah, but...
Really rots in your vagina, sorry?
No, boy, Shannon. The reason that you got a pin and you belong here with us... Well, I could show the picture on my phone of after us talking about shoving a live rat...
The drawing
vagina,
we did.
yes. with scuba gear in it.
I'm like,
frozen legs.
It's a kayak. Oh no, it's a vagina. What the fuck is she doing with that?
It's decided how we're going to lace up the lips of your vagina so the rat can't get out.
No, that was, all right. It was an option. It wasn't a suggestion.
You even had drawings. You said if we pierce here and here, there wouldn't be as much rippage.
But we'd have to soda put, closed.
We'd have to put in grommets.
Yes.
Snaps.
Yeah, it would like be grommets. Yeah, something along that line.
Yeah. Yeah, and then so
and that
it closed.
Actually makes more sense
like
than
plugs.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
rings.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
do the plugs.
Do the plugs in your vagina lips, so that way I can lace your vagina closed. Wow,
sounds like fun.
This is like a whole new level. Wow, that was fun. Okay, I think on that note.
Oh, I just read about a new term.
What's
on
that,
Facebook.
Boy?
You know, they always come up with these. There's now a term called high sexual.
What's that?
You know, like this heterosexual, homosexual, there's high sexual. That's the ones, there's supposedly a big group that claim the only time that they consider, would, that they think about or want to have gay sex is when they're high. Other than that, they're straight. So
oh,
they're,
I've
they're
heard
calling
about that.
Themselves.
Smoking pot,
yes,
too, right?
High sexual. Yeah. Smoking pot makes them want men. Men
wow,
want
that's
men.
Awesome. What happens? If, wow.
I know so many of them.
It's the truth, though, isn't it? Yeah.
I have a few of my clients.
I was just reading some of these reports, and they're saying, like, normally I'm with women, and I've got a wife and everything, but when I get high, I just want to suck a big fat cock. And
that's my brother.
No, no, he wants to do it all the time.
Your brother doesn't have to be high.
Yeah, you don't have to be high.
Wow.
So high sexual. I never heard that one.
Yeah, that's definitely a new one.
Yeah, for me. But you said it's been around, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Around
yeah.
like
the term.
No,
high
I've
sexual.
Heard it. Yeah.
I guess it
we
must
gotta
be
watch
break
that
time.
Movie again. Skyfall.
Yeah, that
Adele.
Was a good movie.
Well, it is time for a.
It's not the end, but we'll be back.